Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, madam. My name is Harry from eBay.
Yes.
So how are you today?
Good. So what happened?
Ma'am, I can see on my database someone ordered the iTunes gift card under your name and under your details, and the amount is $299.99, around like $300. So did you authorize any transaction, ma'am?
For what? I haven't paid anything.
Oh my God. So that's means so, it is an illegal transaction. Like someone used your card.
Yeah.
Okay. So madam, could you tell
me? Cancel. No pay.
Have you lost card, ma'am? Have you lost your card before this?
What card they use?
Ma'am, what bank card?
What bank?
Extremely sorry for that, ma'am. I do not disclose your any personal information over the call, because, ma'am, you're talking with eBay anti-fraud department. You're not talking with eBay shopping, all right? And this call is recorded training and monitoring purpose, ma'am. So extremely sorry for that, ma'am. It's not safe.
Yeah. I think someone stole my money.
Oh my God. Okay, no problem, ma'am. I will refund you money, okay?
Thank you.
Then I can refund you money. So, madam, first of all, tell me, like, when did you last use your card? Like, few days ago, few months ago, or have you lost the card?
I used my card maybe last 2 days. The last one.
Last day.
I from Wednesday until now I haven't used any car.
All right. So any like a shopping supermarket?
I never do any internet in my car because my agent I never use internet to payment. I never buy something. I only have someone stealing my car last year. So I really need to take on it. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem, madam. In case any money, any like single money, debit from your account, then I can refund the money. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. So first of all, madam, tell me one thing. When did you what type of mobile phone, ma'am, you are using at the moment? Like Apple iPhone or is Android? Like Samsung, Oppo, Lenovo?
Samsung.
All right.
Samsung.
All right.
Yes. Samsung A.
Okay. So do one thing, ma'am. Look on your mobile screen.
I just a few weeks I changed my skin in the mobile shop, you know, in the repair shop. I fix my form in the skin in clean fix my phone. So it's just really, really carefully because I fix my phone, the phone gives someone else, they will stolen my detail, right?
Okay, madam, do one thing, right? Look on your screen. You can see this like a speaker mode. That's a speaker. Speaker, add call. Yes. And click on home.
Yeah. So what?
Speaker. That's a speaker.
Yeah, I speak like that.
Yes. And come back to a normal screen. Like click on home, where you can see your wallpaper or like a lot of applications. Click on home, come back to a normal screen.
Which one?
Click on home, the middle of the one, on the bottom, extreme bottom. You can see the circle one, like a home.
I'm not really good for use the phone.
Okay, no problem. I'm regarding you. Okay, so look on the screen, extreme end of the bottom, middle of the end of the bottom, or the middle of the screen. You can see the circle one, or like a home.
I don't know which one. What do you want me to do?
Okay, you need to open up your Play Store. PLAY Play Store.
Toy, right? Huh?
Okay. Click on
Play Store.
Yes. Play Store.
So, and then?
Open up your Play Store, ma'am.
Yeah. This one.
Play Store. PLAY Play Store. STORE. Where you can download any apps and games.
My son could help me to do this.
No problem. Okay. So tell me, madam, what can you see on your mobile screen? You can see a lot of applications like phone, camera, Google, contact. You can see that?
Yes. Google.
Yes. So tell me the apps one by one.
So excuse me, so now what is your company? You talk to me.
Okay, I'm calling from eBay anti-fraud department.
Yeah, and then so you mean you talk to me why about my money? Somebody used my account, pay use $299 a month. Yeah.
Ma'am, someone used your details, right?
Yeah. Okay, I changed my car. I stopped my car or something.
Yes. So I will have to stop that payment, right? And I can provide you your money. Okay. That's $299.99. Around like $300.
Yeah.
Listen to me, madam. At first,
yeah.
I'm providing you the security application that created by anti-fraud department of eBay. All right?
Yeah.
So that's
because I'm not really good communicator with you, but I exactly need to stop payment, use my payment.
Yes. So madam, please follow my steps. All right? You can see a lot of applications like phone, camera, Google. So tell me the apps one by one.
I don't know how to use it.
What can you see on your screen right now?
I see everything.
Okay, tell me that one by one.
But I don't want to do anything now. I just want you to stop the money, pay the money, and I will stop my car.
Listen to me, madam. Don't be frustrated, all right? Listen to me, madam. So,
yes.
Madam, first of all, tell me, do you have with you your bank card? Because I'm sending you your money into your account. So do you have with you your bank card?
Yes, but I don't do anything for you because I have a I have not trust anyone now. I really scared, you know? I not trust who you are, who the company talked to me about my account. I don't talk to
I'm giving you my all verification. All right, so please take a pen and take a piece of paper.
I don't understand what can I do now. Yeah, I'm just really confused.
Take a pen.
So why my money to the body? I'm asked for the bank. Okay.
Ma'am, listen to me. Listen to me, madam. So do one thing. Simple hang up the call, right? And you can lose your $300 right now. Okay?
What do you say?
It's like you can hang up the call right now, then you can lose your $300.
Oh my God.
It's your choice, ma'am. It's your choice.
I trust. So how can I do now? Because I don't want to lose the money. Yeah.
I understand, ma'am. So please cooperate with us, ma'am. All right. So you can see like a lot of applications like phone, camera, Google. So tell me the apps slowly, one by one.
Yeah. So what can I do first now? Step by step. Step one.
Yes.
What I can do now? You can
yes.
You Play Store?
Mm-hmm. Play Store, right. That's what I'm telling you. Play Store.
I talked to Play Store.
Play Store, right. And look on your screen on the top, right?
Yeah,
you can see the search panel. Search on the top. On the top. You can see anything written like search. You can see anything written like search. Right.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
And type
and
on the search panel. A as an apple. Type on that.
Huh?
Type on the search panel.
Oh my God.
Apple.
So you want to type in, right?
Yes.
You want to like
type that. Yes.
Type
A as apple.
Apple.
Letter A. A as apple. A. A.
Yeah. A.
A. Yes. Then
N.
Then N. N as
N.
Nancy.
Yeah. And then?
Then Y. Y as in yellow.
Y.
Then D. D as
D.
In doctor.
D or the doctor. Okay. D. A-M-Y-D. And then?
Then E. E as in elephant.
Yeah, E. Anyone, yeah. And then?
Then S. S as in sweet, like you. Sweet.
Huh?
S as in sugar.
Sugar,
S
sugar.
S as in sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, then?
Then K. K as in kilo.
Is it N desk? Right?
Yes. Any desk.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah, I take the AnyDesk app, and then what can I do?
Okay, you can see AnyDesk remote desktop or install option. Install.
How to spell it?
Okay, what can you see on your screen right now?
AnyDesk remote.
Yes, click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
And you can see any install.
Install, yes.
Yes, click on the install.
Install, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me test her. So what can I do? Upper step.
Then come up like open. It's like properly downloaded into your mobile phone. Then come up like open. Then let me know. All right?
Oh, my God. You can't understand, huh? I don't know what...
If you've done that...
Could you... Because my English... I don't know what can I do now. And stop.
Okay, you can see. Yes, exactly. You need to click on install. Then it's automatically downloading into your mobile phone. Then it's properly installed. Then come up like open. 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 On the green color highlighted box.
Open.
Yes, click on open.
Yes. And then I see the Samsung
okay,
privacy
policy. Yeah, okay. Click on okay or agree. Any option?
Click on okay.
Uh-huh.
I have
then what can see?
Well, I see the document. Right?
Yeah, what can you see on your screen?
I can't angel.
Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
What?
You can see the cancel option. Cancel.
Cancel it.
Yes.
Cancel.
Click on cancel. Right. Yes.
And then privacy statement. Right. Say okay.
Okay.
Touch okay.
Yes. Click on okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then what is they told me, don't show this again. Touch.
Then what can you see? Touch your screen.
Okay. Yes,
touch your screen.
Yeah, plug-in available. So
click on cancel, click on cancel. Click on cancel.
Cancel.
Yes,
yeah, and then you can... Now the document is
Pivotal. What means? Okay, what can I see right now?
Now I see the some document. It's total law.
Yes, tutorials. Yes.
Tutorial.
The follow
tutorial.
The blue
you
circle.
Can about
follow the, follow the circle map. That's a blinking screen. You can see the blinking, the circle is blinking. Touch that.
Yeah.
Touch it. Follow it. Follow that.
Touch,
and click on
touch. The red one?
Yes, exactly. Then come up like a number.
And then they connect them. I can see that connection data.
Okay. You can see any number, ma'am?
The number. What number?
Yes.
No number.
What can you see?
It's a number. 969. And then 902.
It's 969, then 902.
2260.
Okay. It's 969.
Yeah.
Then 902. Then 260, right?
Yes. Yes. 260.
Okay.
Yeah.
And below the number, you can see anything written like set password below the number?
Okay.
You can see that set password?
Well, I see the number. It's red one.
Yeah, no, below the number, ma'am. Below the number.
They say new agents. You can use this agent to connect him.
No. No, no, below the number, you can see anything really like set password, set password, S-E-T, set password. Okay, look on the screen, all right? Look on the screen. What can you see right now? You can see any I-12 is called?
All right.
Scroll down a little bit. Then you get to see I trust this call. Any option you got?
Yeah, I trust this call.
Yes, click on I trust this call.
I trust this call, right?
Yes, click on that. I trust this call.
Yes.
Then what come up?
Yeah. So I trust this call, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cancel or accept?
Accept.
So, okay. Huh?
Accept.
Accept.
Yes.
But can't is it in the cancel or I can't
accept.
Accept.
Yes.
I can't touch the accept.
Okay,
the
number is blinking like a 3, 2, 1. Then come up like accept. Click on accept.
I am a vocal.
Click on the two check boxes. Yes. Click on two check boxes. I'm aware of the risks. Don't show again. Then click on accept.
I am aware of this list key. And do not show this money.
Yes.
Again.
Click on the check box.
So I need to get
click on the
check box.
Yes, click on that.
Ticket, the box.
Yes. Then click on accept.
And ticket.
Accept.
I need to ask the doctor. You see,
accept.
I need to ticket to the graveyard. To
accept.
I am home of this little kid, right?
Yes, click on two
ticket.
Tick box. Yes.
And
ticket,
accept.
Two tick box.
Accept.
Accept, right. Yes, exactly,
accept.
Right.
And then?
Then what you got?
So
you got
eBay,
accept option? Yes,
so now
accept.
I eBay security services.
Accept.
Accept.
Yes. Start now.
Now
you
got to start my
now?
Number again.
Start now. No, start now. Look on the bottom. You can see the start now option or cancel.
Yes,
click
yes,
on start
now.
Start now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now touch your screen. Touch the screen.
Yeah.
The number. Touch the screen, the circle.
Yes. And the number
is blinking. Touch it. Yes. Touch the number. Touch it.
Touch the number.
Yes. Yes. Touch it.
Yeah.
Touch it. Touch it. Follow the circle,
Hello?
Ma'am. Follow it. Follow the circle. Touch it.
Touch it. The balloon, touch it.
Yes. Touch it.
Yeah.
Touch it.
Touch it.
Yeah, touch it. Touch it.
Touch it.
Yes.
And then?
Okay. And look on your screen on the left-hand side top corner. You can see like a three line. Click on the three line.
Yeah. So.
Click on the three line.
Three line.
Look on your screen. On the left hand side, top corner, you can see like three line.
Yeah, three
line. Three line.
Three line. Or.
Yes, three line.
Now it's so remote agent. What
do you
mean?
No. You can see on the left hand side, top corner, three line, click on that.
So click the three line, right?
Yes.
So what? After, close.
Go to the any desk. No, open. Go to the any desk. Go to your any desk.
Go to
open
any
up
desk.
The application. Yes.
Do again? So now you need to close all?
No. Yes. And you can see anything written, any desk on the top?
Yeah. Any desk is connected.
Yes.
eBay.
Yes.
And the eBay security service.
Yes. And
then
besides that,
now view your desk.
No. Besides the any desk, you can see like three lines.
Left hand side, top.
Left hand side, the top corner. Left hand side, top corner.
Top corner.
Yes. Left hand side. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so like,
and you can see the settings. You can see the settings.
Then, yes, the many how can downloading?
Settings. Click on settings. You can see session recording, download, settings. Click on settings.
Settings.
Yes.
Right. Settings.
Yes.
Yeah, now I
settings. And you can see security. Security.
Oh, security.
Second
yes.
option.
Security.
Yes, click on that.
Click on security. Yeah. In the
yes, and scroll down. Scroll down a little bit.
Which one?
Scroll down. Go to the bottom. Scroll down.
Well, how does it go in?
Scroll down. Touch your screen. Bottom to top. Slowly.
Huh?
Once again? Yes.
No, I understand.
Scroll up. Scroll down a little bit. Scroll down a little bit.
What? I don't understand your English. So what can I do now?
Okay, touch your screen. Bottom to top slowly. Then you get to see permission profiles.
Permission profiles.
Below that. Permission profiles. You can see permission profiles.
Yes.
Above the control list. You can see permission profiles. Click on the permission profiles.
Permission profile. Yeah. Click on that.
Yes.
Yeah, permission profile, yeah, and then...
And you can see the fourth option, unattended access.
So, which one? Permission
the fourth
profile,
option.
Yeah.
You can see default, screen sharing, full access, unattended access, click on that. Unattended access.
The last one.
Yes, the last one.
Take it there.
Yes. And
then?
And you can see enable unattended access, the box. Tick on that. Enable unattended access. Yes.
And enable, yes. Okay. And
they're asking the password. Yes,
yeah.
The password is all should be lowercase. E as in Edward.
Edward.
E as in elephant. Put on that.
So now they're checking the password. So what password I can?
Yes. E as an echo.
So you mean you do the password for me?
Yes, I'm giving you the password. So put on that. E as an Edward.
E as elephant, right?
Yes. Then?
And then?
B as in Bobby.
Bobby, baby.
B, yes.
B, above, S, baby, right? B?
B, yes. B as in baby.
Yeah.
And then, A as in Australia.
Okay, A, yes.
Then Y. Then, Y as in yellow.
Yellow, okay.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Five.
Yes.
Five,
click on OK. Yes.
Click on
OK. The OK option. Click on OK.
Yeah. And OK.
Yes. And you can see the close. Click on close.
And close.
Yes.
Yeah. Close.
Once again, click on close. You're right. You can see the close.
Yeah,
click on that.
Yeah. And then simulator now.
And scroll down. You can see like access control list below that. Below the access control list.
Yeah.
You can see the timeout in minutes. Timeout in minutes. Below the discovery. Below the discovery.
Timeout is, it's the minute.
Yes, click on the timeout at minute. Click on that. And remove
the
pin.
Yes. Click on that.
Yes, remove it. Yes, click on the timeout at minute.
Yeah. Yeah, and the 10
minutes. Remove the 10. Yes, remove it. And you need to put on that 180.
180. 180.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
So that's okay. Yes.
So 180. 180.
Yes.
And
yes,
you
click on okay.
And then okay.
Click on okay.
Yeah.
And look on the screen. On the left-hand side, you can see the pointing arrow on the top beside the security.
Yeah. Security.
Yes. And ma'am, open up your Play Store once again. Open up your Play Store.
So come to the Play Store again?
Yes, come to the Play Store.
Play Store. So did you mean I need to close or come to the Play Store?
No. Click on Home. On the middle of the bottom, you can see the circle one. Click on that. Home. Go back to your home screen where you can see a wallpaper.
So, I still in the any desktop, right?
Okay, click on home, ma'am. Home. The home on the middle of the bottom.
Huh?
The home where you can see your wallpaper. Click on home. No, not this one. Click on home, ma'am, on the bottom. Extreme bottom, the end of the mobile, none of your screen. End of the mobile.
In my
middle
mobile,
of the bottom,
the
you can see mobile, not a screen. End of the mobile, you can see the bottom like circle, like a home, where you can see a wallpaper.
Which one?
And open up, good, very good, ma'am, very good. And open up your Play Store. Open up the Play Store. P-L-A-Y,
Play
Store.
Play Store again. And then?
Yes, Play Store.
Okay.
And you can see on the top, on the left-hand side top, any magnifying glass. So touch on that.
Any
picture? Yes,
huh?
You can see on the right-hand side top, the microphone picture, and beside that, any like a magnifying glass picture?
No, what picture?
Okay, look on the screen, on the left-hand side top corner, any pointing arrow, click on that, the pointing arrow. Once again, pointing arrow, click on the once again.
Okay.
The pointing arrow on the left hand side top corner. You can see the pointing arrow? Click on once again.
So what now? I know.
No problem, ma'am. Okay. So look on the screen. Okay, look on the screen. On the left-hand side, top corner, you can see any pointing arrow? Push like left. Push like
so
back.
What this need to tap?
Click on the arrow, on the left-hand side.
Left-hand side.
Uh-huh.
Arrow,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Arrow.
And you can see on the top, extreme top. And you need to type like any Dex app, click on that.
Any
desk app, APP. Yes, remove
APP,
that.
Yeah.
Yes, remove that. Remove it. Make it empty.
APP, yeah.
Erase it. You can see the Anydex app. Click on that.
So
Anydex APP, you can see? Anydex APP, click on that.
Okay.
Yes, and remove that. Remove it. Remove, ma'am, remove. Click on the Anydex APP, click on that.
Okay,
listen to me, ma'am. You can see?
Yeah.
Go to the top, ma'am. Go to the top. And you can see Anydex remote and the remote written remote above the remote. You can see any magnifying glass? Like search?
Search?
Just click on the search. Right.
Yeah.
And put on there A as in apple.
A apple.
A as in ourselves. Yes. Then D as in doctor.
D, yeah.
Then number one.
And then what?
Number one.
So A, D, and one?
One, right. Click on A,
number,
B, one. Number, right. One. Number one. Then search. You can see AD1 plugin. Click on that.
So what can I do now?
AD1 plugin. Click on that. The second option, right. Yes. AD1, and click on install.
Yeah.
Click on install.
Install.
Yes. Okay, apart from this mobile phone, do you have any computer, ma'am?
Which one?
Do you have any computer or laptop apart from this mobile phone?
So what mean? What can I do a lot? This is confusing, no?
Sorry?
Why I need to do a lot? This one. I need the computer.
Okay. No. I'm asking you, apart from this mobile phone, do you have any other device connected with the same internet?
Kukam.
Hello?
Kukam.
No. Apart from this mobile phone, do you have any computer or laptop? Do you have?
In my mobile?
Okay. No, do one thing, ma'am. Close each and everything and come back your home screen. Close each and everything and come to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper.
I don't understand.
Okay. Click on home, ma'am. Click on home.
Confusing because I'm old people, right?
I'm really sorry.
Now it's really many stolen people who use the internet to stolen money. Right,
okay.
Right, right. With the old people.
Click on home, ma'am. Click on home. But I'm not confusing. Ma'am, click on home. The middle of the bottom. You can see the home.
Which one?
Sorry.
Huh?
Home, ma'am. Home. Where you can see your wallpaper. Click on home. Go back to your wallpaper.
Which one? White people.
Click on back. Click on back.
Click on back.
Back. Right.
Back.
Back.
Okay, come back.
Okay, click on home. Close the Play Store. Close the Play Store. Close it. Close the Play Store.
Close it.
No, madam. Yes, close it. Right. Close it.
Close
once again,
it.
Click on back. Yes, exactly, darling.
Yeah.
And open up your mobile settings. You can see the settings? Mobile settings.
Mobile
yes.
Settings.
Mobile settings. Yes.
Settings. Mobile settings.
Yes. Click on that.
Click on that.
And scroll down little bit.
Huh?
Scroll down little bit.
Which one?
Scroll down. Go back to the bottom. Touch the screen. Yes. Yeah. Go to the bottom.
I don't know what can I do now.
Touch your screen. Touch your screen. Like bottom to top. Swipe it slowly.
So
Yes? You can see the accessibility below the general management. Below the general management, accessibility.
General management. No.
You can see accessibility. Below the general management, accessibility. Click on that. Accessibility. Right. Accessibility. Click on that.
Permission.
No. You can see, like above the software update.
Oh, really confusing. So which one I need to take it? Because you have a lot. The setting.
No. Go to the accessibility, madam. Go to the accessibility.
Which one I can't?
Okay. You can see, madam. You can see the general management. Below the general management.
I could see below the general
accessibility. ACCESSIBLITY accessibility. Click on that.
Accessibility.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Click on that.
Yeah, and then.
And you can see install service. Install services. Click on that. Install services.
Accessibility. Right?
Yes. Install services. Click on that.
VIHIBITY?
No, you can see installed services on the bottom. Click on the last one. The last.
The installed service, right?
Yes, installed service. Click on that.
Okay.
Exactly, darling. Yes.
I need to pay for your
No, I do not need that.
First option,
click on that.
Any desk control services.
Yes, yes. Click on that, the first one.
Click on that. Yeah, and then.
Yes. And make
then?
It on. Make it
on.
On? On. Yes, make it on. Allow. You got an OK option? Click on OK.
Make
it on.
But now
on, right?
Yeah, on. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Click on once again, turn it on, make it on at
on.
First, then OK, you can see the OK option.
On, and OK again.
Then OK, yes.
OK, but excuse,
you got it a two-time option, madam, listen to me, you got a two-time option like OK, then once again OK. You can click both of time, OK and OK, right?
Yeah.
Click on, turn it on at first. You can see the off, click on that, yes, click on OK.
Now it's OK or
OK. OK, OK.
Now,
OK.
You can show me it's off. No,
ma'am. Once again, ma'am, click on, turn it on, right? And what comes up, I'll let you know, right? Don't touch your device. Click on the off, turn it on at first.
Now, you a little bit slowly. Now I need to do, I only can do the two times on, okay. But now it's to show me off. So what means?
Okay, once again, make it on.
They can't do it.
Yes. You can see the okay option. Click on okay.
Okay. And then?
Come up once, put on your mobile password. Put on your mobile password.
My mobile password?
Yes. How to unlock the password? Like this password.
So use fingerprinting or into the correct thing. What mean?
Whenever like you can unlock your mobile, right? When you like your mobile is off, then you can unlock the mobile. So put the same password.
Okay. Yeah, and then next.
Click on done or okay next.
Next.
Yes.
And on now.
Right, it's on now, right. And click on back.
Click on, huh?
Yes, click on back. Click on back.
Click on back.
Yes.
And then?
Click on back. Click on back.
Click on back. And then?
Yes. Click on back. Click on back. Click on back.
No.
Like back. Back.
Come back.
Okay. Back. Close the setting. Close it.
Close. Now I come
back. Yes. And open up the AnyDesk, right? You can see the AnyDesk option. The application beside the calculator, right? Touch it.
This one. Now I get to the
AnyDesk. Go to the top. Go to the top, ma'am.
So now I get to the normal screen and all.
You can see AnyDesk beside the calculator. AnyDesk.
So what?
The orange color application. Hello. Okay, go to that. Go to that menu list.
Now I have no idea. That's who the new one is.
Swipe up on the bottom to top. Okay. What can you see right now? Go to the top.
For what?
Okay, you can see the Play Store. Open up the Play Store. Play Store. P-L-A-Y. Play Store.
Play Store. I know Play Store. So Play Store again?
Right. Yes.
And then?
And you can see on the top, search. click on the search.
Again.
And you can see Anydex app. Anydex app. Yes. Click on that.
Again.
Yes. Anydex app.
Anydex app.
Yes.
Anydex app.
Yes.
Yes.
You can see open. Click on open.
Open.
Right. Click on you can see the checkbox. The tick.
What?
Don't show this again. Don't show this again. Click on the tick box and OK.
So don't show it again.
Yes.
Don't show it again. So say okay.
Yes.
More information. This is better.
Click on OK. You can see the OK. OK. Click on OK.
Get back to the before one. So what? The come back Google. Do again?
Yeah, don't touch your device, ma'am. Don't touch your device. Stay on the page, all right? Don't touch your device. Don't touch your device, ma'am. Don't touch your device.
I don't understand. What can I do?
Don't touch your device. Just stay on the line.
Huh?
You got like the same thing, like a start now option. Click on the start now.
Start now.
Yes. All right. Don't touch your device, right? I'll do it for you. All right, ma'am.
You need a hot button. I will need a hot button. I need to have no one at home. I'm tired. You understand? I understand, ma'am.
Okay, madam.
I need to do a lot of computer work, and then maybe this thing. I have a question.
Don't touch your device, all right, ma'am? I'm doing it for you, because you're old lady, all right? So I'm doing it for you, so don't need to worry.
So what can I do now?
So
ma'am, you need to start
what I'm doing right now, ma'am, I'm like send you your money, okay, into your account. So I believe you have two accounts, like NAB and Westpac, right? So,
yes.
Madam, could you tell me, like, most of the time, which bank you are dealt with? Like, NAB or Westpac?
NAB.
Sorry?
NAB.
NAB. All right.
So,
all right.
Which card they stole my money?
I understand, ma'am, but extremely sorry for that. I do not disclose your any personal information over the call, because this call is recorded training and monitoring purpose. It's like I can share your details, all right? It's not safe for you. All right, madam?
I'm really confused.
So, madam, first of all, I understand, ma'am. Okay, madam, I can see on my database someone hacked your IP address from foreign country, from United States of America.
Oh my God.
Do you know any person? Do you know any person, ma'am? From Mountain View, California, from U.S.? Do you know any person?
No one.
So that means, ma'am, it is a hacker location. All right. None of like your location. Okay, so don't need to worry, madam. I'm giving you the protection. All right. So do one thing, ma'am. At first, you need to log in your Westpac, right? And check on your statement, because I'm sending you the money right now. Okay? So you need to log in your statement. You need to log in your Westpac account at first and check on your last 6 months statement, right?
Yes. I need to look at now. Yeah, I need to, so what money, what account you return the money for me?
Ma'am, I'm telling you again, ma'am, I do not disclose you any personal information over the call. It's not safe for you, ma'am, because someone access your IP address from foreign country. Like they are hack your IP and get your all information. All right, like your banking information, your name, your address, each and everything. He got that. All right?
Oh, my God. That's
why I'm giving you the protection and I can refund that money. All right?
Yeah.
It's like you can lose your $300, like both of accounts, then I can refund your $600. All right? One by one. So you need to, at first, you need to log in your Westpac and check your statement. All right? Any money lose you any money, then I can refund you. All right? So at first, you need to log in your Westpac.
Yeah.
Can I do it for you?
Yes.
Give me 1 second, madam.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. All right, darling?
Yes.
Okay, you need to log in. You need to log in your Westpac.
Yes.
Check on your all account. Check on your all account. Check on all the accounts one by one, right?
I only have a...
Yes. Okay, check on your all accounts.
So...
Okay, you can lose any money, ma'am?
I would have a look at.
Okay, don't touch your device right now. Don't touch your device right now, ma'am.
At the moment, I haven't quite any lost money.
Okay, do one thing, darling. Don't touch your device, right? Don't touch your device. Stay on the line.
So what can I do now?
All right. Do one thing, close each and everything. Simple, log out to your bank, right, and come back to your normal screen. All right. Log out to your home, go to your home screen, log out to your bank. You can see your wallpaper, ma'am, right now?
No.
All right. And open up your Google, ma'am. Open up your Google.
Google. Yeah. Google. So what?
Open up your Google.
Open Google now.
Right. And you can see the search panel on the top?
Yes.
Put in that.
Yeah. So what can
NAB,
I put?
NAB. NAB. NAB.
NAB.
NAB. Then space. Log in.
NAP?
Yes. You got
login.
NAP login. Right. Yes. Click on search. Click on search. Yes, click on search.
Search? What's up?
Click on search.
NAP?
Okay, don't touch your screen, darling. Don't touch your screen. I'll do it for you, all right? Give me 1 second.
You could control my phone.
I'll do it for you, all right?
But
No. Okay, you can see like any login option on the right hand side top. Click on that. You can see internet banking.
Internet banking.
Yes, click on that. Okay, so you need to put on your details, right? And then you can log in. Do you remember your NAB ID and password?
I forgot that.
Okay, please remember that.
I forgot the internet.
You forget
I
that. All right. Give me 1 second.
Why?
No, ma'am. I'm giving you the protection, right? Because your own information is also connected with your IP address, and you know, some foreign people might hack your IP address without your knowledge and without your permission. All right? So, do you remember your NAB ID and password?
Yes.
Okay, put on that. Your NAB ID and password. You can see the NAB. Put on your NAB ID. Put on your NAB ID at first.
Well, I forgot the NAB ID. What NAB ID? Is it my card ID?
All right. Give me 1 second.
Everything confusing, ma'am.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm talking with my anti-fraud department supervisor, all right? Give me 1 second. Stay on the line, darling.
So you are is the eBay security firm, the company, right?
Yes. My address is 45 Market Street in Sydney, all right?
So you today is just tell me or you is it I have some information. Now it's really more internet.
Okay,
oh.
I'm giving you my all information, all right? My address is 45 Market Street in Sydney, and my postcode 2000. And my email address, yes.
I just really scaring for any one call for me and then ask a lot my details.
Like, madam, like whenever you go online and using your internet, like Facebook or WhatsApp, YouTube, like you can visit any website. Take a water. Glass of water. Stay on the line. Stay on the line, darling. I would like to answer the call on my account department. All right? Give me 1 second. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
thank you for getting connected. Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
No good. Really no good. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I believe that you are having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
Yes. Someone called me and asked a lot of questions, internet. I'm very confused and I need to provide my all the details, bank details. I'm just very confused. I don't know what happened.
You want to
set up the eBay security.
You haven't provided any. Can you just let me speak for a moment?
Yes.
You haven't provided any details to anybody, all right? Like, you have connected to the security server of eBay, and you have received a call from eBay, and they are explaining to you that what is going on. Basically, somebody, without your permission, they are using your bank account details to make sure. Have a glass of water first.
Okay. I have a question.
You have a glass of water.
I need to go nearly one hour.
So you need to understand the whole circumstances, right? Basically, somebody else is using your banking details for making some fraudulent activities and some fraudulent transactions. Now, that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency, that is us. Now, we are the people who deals with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over Australia, we deal with it. Now, as we get through your bank account, there are several fraud activities which has been going on. That is the reason why, like, your case has been registered to us, so that we will gonna investigate this matter in a proper way, and we will gonna find it out that where are the peoples are belonging from, those are trying to compromise into your details. All right?
Based in Queensland or in Brisbane?
It is in Sydney. We are based in Kent Street, Sydney.
In Sydney?
Yeah.
Your company in Sydney. So now today,
yes,
something happened. If some talk to me and I would look.
Do you understand where your call has been connected?
Your call has been connected
to the National Crime Agency. We worked under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We worked under Australian Police.
Oh, okay. That's good. So you protect us, right?
So you need to listen to me first, then you can be able to speak. You are not letting me speak, and you are not understanding. You are keep speaking, you are keep talking.
Okay, I'll listen to me.
Somebody without your permission, they have got your bank account information, and it is being compromised. That is the reason why your case has been registered to us, so that we will gonna go ahead and investigate this matter in a proper way.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody else is using your card information. Now, apart from you, does anyone knows about your bank account details? Because they are using your card information for making some fraudulent activities without your any authorization. That is the reason why your case has been registered to us. Now, could you just tell me that on your National Australian Bank, they are also targeting your National Australian Bank as well. Now, do you banking with NAB?
I have two banks, Westpac and then the NAB bank.
Yeah, the National Australian Bank, that is NAB. Now, on the NAB, like, when did you last time you used your card of your NAB bank?
No. I have not.
When did you last time use it?
Last time, it's not last week.
Last week. And how many accounts, you have got with the NAB? Only one or more than one?
Only one. Only one card.
And how many accounts? And how many accounts you have got with this NAB bank account? Only one bank account, or more than one account you have got with NAB?
But only one account.
Okay.
Yes.
Now the thing is that they are keep targeted on your NAB account for making some fraudulent activities and transactions. Now, could you just tell me that when did you last time you log in into your NAB account and check the statement for the last time?
You mean when last time you used my account?
Yes.
I used to only use the account to shopping, to clothes. Only clothes, but I never do any internet shopping, never do any shopping in the online.
Okay, now as we have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with your network and who are misusing with your bank details and information. They are doing something wrong. They are doing something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Now we need to go ahead and we need to find it out the hacker that who are the people are trying to compromise into your details. Now can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your National Australian Bank, the NAB account, and check the statement that everything is in proper manner or not, and just let me know that if any money has been deducted from that account?
I only one account have a money, not many money. I don't have much money.
Whatever the money you have got in your bank account, it is your heart and soul money. Without your any authorization, we can't able to help you, correct? Do you have got any rough idea? When did you last time check it? What was the available balance you have got on that account?
Huh?
What was the available balance you have got on that time? Whenever you have logged in on that account. When did you last time log in into your NAB account? Do you remember what was the available balance you have got on that NAB account?
Sometimes I check my balance.
Yeah, what is the balance you have last time checked it? That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, okay. Also, last time, it's the last day, around the second day.
Log in into your NAB account once and check the statement from your mobile. Log in now and check it.
So now I need to log in?
Yes, and check the statement.
Log in the NAB, right?
Yes, right.
I will log in now. Why? I can't log in.
Give a click on take me there.
Huh?
What do you see?
Turn on.
Give a click on don't show again. Give a click on that.
Yeah, don't show again. Now I could see my balance.
Okay, now log out from your account.
Huh?
Log out from the bank. Yes, now as I can see over here that through your personal details, there are some person from overseas who are using your bank account details for making some fraudulent charges. Now we need to go ahead and we need to block all the charges which is not authorized by you. All right? So what we need to do, we need to protect your card and we need to go ahead and block all the card account details which is not authorized by you. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just be handy with your debit card of your Westpac choice? Can you just be handy with your debit card?
I mean, I need to change my card, right?
No, you just need to be handy with your debit card first, then do let me know.
So what can I do now?
Be handy with your debit card of your Westpac.
I have my card. So you want to sell my card?
Be handy. Huh? Grab hold your debit card and take a picture of your debit card from the Westpac bank. Take a picture of your debit card.
Take a picture?
Yeah, take a picture of your debit card, of your Westpac.
Why?
Because we need to upgrade the security and we need to go ahead and block all the charges which is not authorized by you. Now, you need to upload your debit card on your banking server of your Westpac choice. So, in future, whenever any hacker will try to steal your money, they need your permission. Without your permission, nobody can make any charges. So we
upgrade
the firewall security on your whole internet network. So that is the reason why. Be handy with your debit card of your Westpac choice. Be handy with it. Be handy with your debit card. Where is your debit card? Is your debit card of your Westpac? Be handy with your debit card of your Westpac.
When? I don't really understand what your question.
Am I speaking Chinese?
Yes. I'm Chinese. So I really not understand your English. You're really, really slowly.
Where is your debit card of your Westpac choice? Where is your debit card?
In my home.
So, where are you at the moment?
Huh?
Are you at home or somewhere else?
No. Only me.
Oh, God. Be handy with your debit card of your Westpac. Be handy with it. Grab hold of your debit card. Be front of your, be handy with your debit card of your Westpac. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't understand. Sorry, but I don't love you.
Don't laugh, I'm not joking. Be handy with your debit card and check your card number.
Oh, you need to check my number, right?
I'm sorry?
You want to check my debit card number, right?
I don't want it. You just took a picture of your debit card, of your Westpac bank. Take the picture of your debit card of your Westpac from this mobile phone.
I don't really understand. Why are you after the picture and then the car? What's the problem? What mean? I need you to take a photo or something.
Yeah, you need to take a photo of your debit card in your mobile phone.
Take photo to you?
You don't have to send it to me. You just take a picture of your debit card.
So you mean I use my phone to take a picture on the
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes, right now.
Okay. I will take the car. Okay. So
I have told you for more than 15 times. You don't understand. I don't know that. But am I speaking French or not?
Is it the black car?
The debit card I'm talking about.
Debit card,
how many cars you have got with the Westpac? Only one?
Only one Westpac car. In this car.
Okay, now take the picture.
Take the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the photo, and then?
Open up the picture and check that. Have you took the picture properly or not? Open up the picture. No, you haven't took the picture properly. You need to take the picture properly.
Okay, now I'll take it again. Okay, now?
And what is, and flip your card. Flip your card, there should be a 3-digit number. Take that picture as well, in the back side of that card. Flip your card, there should be a 3-digit number on that card. Flip your card.
Leave my card.
Flip your card. This is the front side picture of your card. Take the back side picture of that card.
Oh, so what can I do? I don't understand what you need me to do.
Hey, Lauri. Take the back side picture of this card. On the back of your desk.
Yeah,
take
this
on the front side. Yeah, take the picture of your backside picture. Take the backside picture.
Understand here now.
And is this your credit card?
Yes. Yeah. I took a card.
And do you haven't got any debit card? Open up that picture and check that if it came up properly or not.
So you mean we pay more the debit card?
Where is your debit card? Where is the debit card?
So you need me pay my debit card again, right?
Yeah, it's a credit card. I'm asking for the debit card. Do you have got a Visa card apart from the MasterCard? Hello? Hello?
Hello. I'm not patient to continue to do this because, first of all, I have no problem. I can't prove who is the liar, who is the liar now.
And no, this is the MasterCard. This is the MasterCard. You have got a Visa card from
me. Why you answer? I lost my detail. I just thinking, if you want to forget me, tell me, I think I enough to like you. I want
okay,
to
and where did you where?
If you
okay,
just,
now,
I just like
you. Listen to me.
Okay.
We are trying to protect your card. Somebody else is behalf of your card. We are trying to protect your card. You need to cooperate with me or else you will gonna lose all the money out of your bank account.
It's very confusing.
Okay.
I can't
okay, okay. Now you haven't got the Visa card with you. Have you lost your Visa card, you have told me.
I never lost. I just last time someone last year somebody stole my money, used my card for shopping, and I report to the bank, and I changed my card. But now I will change again. I not charge anything. I will.
And where is that Visa card? Where is that card?
What?
Where is that Visa card? How many cards you have got with the Westpac?
I only one card. I talked to you, only one card. I know how much money.
Okay, now be handy with your NAB. Be handy with your NAB debit card. Be handy with your NAB debit card.
I'm not used to use the NAB Visa card because I no money. I only one card.
Okay, be handy with
right.
that card.
I know money. I all the money is in the market. I know what money. I'm old people. So they stole it. It's illegal, actually. So
okay,
I,
you do one thing. We need to put the security on your Westpac choice. Open up, log in into your Westpac account.
You're just protecting my only one card.
Yes. Yes.
It's enough.
Yeah, like we are trying to protect you. Don't talk too much.
Oh, my God. So, now...
Now
okay,
don't touch anywhere. Now don't touch anywhere. Be on that page. Now could you just tell me the debit card that you have got?
Only one card, one choice card.
Okay. You do one thing. You just hold on for a moment. Just allow me some moment. Let me block all the charges which is not authorized by you.
I need to... Protect my
yes,
card.
We have to protect your card. So just, yeah, like we need some time. We want your cooperation. Just allow me some moment, okay?
So now I just inform to you just how to make the security number and protect my card without my property.
Hello,
no, one can use my account.
Yeah. Okay, can you just keep quiet for a moment? You speak too much.
Yeah, okay. I only speak 1 hour and a half. Too much. I'm very scared now. You here? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Just be on the line. We are just working on it. You there?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, now you just need to stay on the line. Allow me some moment so that we can put the surveillance on your account so that in future you don't have to face any sort of trouble and we can able to save your money. All right?
Okay. Thank you. Okay now?
You just need to stay on the line. We have to cancel all the charges which is not authorized by you. So just allow me some moment. Let me check what we can do about it.
So I mean you need me to pay for any facility.
We have to go ahead and go ahead and check all this information. Okay. Do you have got the card of your Westpac choice of the debit account?
I have one question. Do you need me pay for anything for the security, right?
No, definitely not. You don't have to pay anything for the services. I'm asking you, do you have got a credit card? Do you have got a Visa card from the Westpac?
Just Visa card, yeah. Just one card I took for you.
Okay, and you're registered as Mrs. Julie?
Yes.
Chen.
C-H-E-N,
right?
Yes, yes. Julie, you see the photo, right? Yeah, I see the photo.
No, I can't see the photo. You are connected to the security network, so no one in this world can able to see your picture or something like that.
Why you need me to take a photo and then you can't see it?
Could you just confirm me with your postcode? What is your postcode? Zip code? Postcode?
Postcode?
Yes?
Postcode?
405-3. Okay, now just stay on the line. Let me check on my system what we can do about it.
One line.
Just stay on this page. We will gonna go ahead and put the security. Just hold on. Could you just confirm me with your full address?
Yes.
Could you just confirm it with your address? Yeah, confirm it to me. Or you just hold on. Hold on. Just hold on. Now don't touch anywhere.
I'm so stealing. I'm not still comfortable. Stealing to the internet. Stolen money, yeah. Even if I'm stealing now. If someone talks about a bank.
No, you are not providing me any of the bank details. So why you are getting worried about it?
Because you need me to take a photo. You ask my agent.
You are not provided me any of the details. That's what I'm telling you. Now you just write down the address over there on the bottom.
Yeah.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
So.
Okay, now you just write down the address over there while it sends the message. Write down your address.
The address is?
Yeah, your address, your address. Write down your address. You just write down any of the address over there on the bottom. Just hold on.
Write down the address now.
Just hold on. I am telling you where you have to write down the address.
What?
No, no,
I'm just really confused. My phone is...
Okay, just write down your address over there on that box. Just write down your address. That's it.
And this is my dead man. But why I need to write him? I don't understand.
Just hold on. You are so confusing. I don't know that how or like what you are. You don't understand anything.
Not my phone.
Just hold on. Okay, you just stay on this page. Just hold on. Don't touch anywhere. Just stay on this page. Hello?
Yes? Yes?
Okay, just hold on. Just hold on. We're gonna go ahead and cancel all the charges which is not authorized by you.
You control my phone, right? Now you control my phone.
Sorry?
You control my phone now.
Credit card charge hoga, pucho tab.
Now you use my phone, right?
No, I'm not using it.
But why my phone is just turn every subject without me touch. It's a game, right? I mean, somebody use my phone now. I'm not touch, but phone is continue to show every message.
It's from the server, don't worry. It's from the server.
Somebody's server, my phone. They got my all the detail, my phone. I will see my phone because my cat. So my daughter, my family members, the messages all come through. It's just really confusing, right?
Okay, just be on that page. Don't
okay,
worry about
okay.
it.
Okay, okay. I don't want to talk to anything now. Okay, stop.
I'm sorry? Okay,
stop
don't worry
now.
About it. Don't have to.
No, it's okay.
Don't have to
thank you for your helper. I'm not asking anything. Now I'm really, really not comfortable. And I took you 1 hour, huh? And then really
okay,
give me
5 minutes more. Give me 5 minutes more. Within 5 minutes, maybe we will gonna get sorted everything out. All right? So just allow me some moment.
So now you want to kill me to anything?
No, you don't have to do anything on it. Just stay on the line. We're going to go ahead and provide you the security. So don't worry about it. Okay?
Why?
Just stay on the
line. Why? Really long time. You only speak say somebody could use my details for 400.
So
400
that,
country.
That,
so
yeah,
now
so that
you...
Is reason. Yeah.
Oh,
all right, we will going to check all these activities. Don't worry about it. We will going to check all the activities that what we can do about it. But if you don't cooperate with me, then how can I help you? Tell me.
I only one helper. That if you are the right security company,
we are not from the eBay. We are from the National Crime Agency. We deal with all the fraudulent activities in whole over the country. We deal with it. Now, as we get through your bank account, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. That is the reason why your case has been registered to us. So that we will gonna go ahead and take care about these things. So you need to be patient. We need your cooperation only.